Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Columbia Workshop. Today, the workshop is presenting a crime drama written by a poet. The name of the play is Wings for an Eagle, and the author is A.M. Sullivan, president of the Poetry Society of America. However, the play is a fanciful melodrama and not a poem. Wings for an Eagle by A.M. Sullivan, starring Donald Cook as Baldy. This is the story of Baldy Frome, a highly successful safe breaker. He was known as the Eagle because he never committed a robbery without leaving a deliberate signature. The rough outline of a bird's head, sometimes fingered in dust, sometimes smeared in ink on a glass top desk or window. He was proud of the symbol and tried to live up to it. Waiting to scratch it on a memo pad actually resulted in his capture 8 years ago. But 8 years in prison haven't broken his spirit nor melted his ego. He's morose, resentful, and hates all the guards and prisoners alike, all excepting Healy, the head guard, who's been more than kind to Baldy's wife. It's visitor's day at the prison, and Baldy is leaning against his cell door, talking to his wife, Hannah, who stands in the corridor.
You always loved anything with wings, didn't you, Baldy?
Wings, yeah. Remember the eagle that swept out of the top of that tall elm and killed your prize pigeon?
He got caught in the wire mesh.
I threw a blanket over him.
But you couldn't tame him.
He was an eagle, bald-headed and hook-nosed.
No. Don't say it. Not like you, Baldy.
Why not? They didn't call me eagle for nothing. Didn't I live on the soft birds of business, on easy pickings?
Oh, don't talk about it.
Wasn't I the eagle that got caught in the mesh?
No, please.
Well, I was the eagle who pretended he was a nice, regular homing pigeon to you. I was caught.
Stop it, Baldy. I'm going now.
Wait, sweetheart. Just one more thing. The eagle's got a gold egg hidden up in the rocks. That's for you and me.
Oh, you never told me. Guard's coming.
Yeah, which one? Thin, dark fella or a red, chunky one?
Thin, dark one.
That's Kelly. No use talking to that, love.
Time's up, lady.
I'd better stay another minute, can't you? He was held up 20 minutes by regulation.
And regulation says she has to leave at 4 o'clock. I don't make the rules.
Wait a minute. Can I have that stool? I'm tired. I want to sit down.
Hey, look out. She's fainting. Do something.
Never mind, Baldy. I got her. Well, Healy, I wanted to drink some water.
Hey, let me out to help you, Kelly. I want to hold her. Just once. Just once, Kelly.
No. That's final. Well, here comes Healy now.
Baldy's wife, huh? Let me take a look at her. Take her down to the infirmary, Kelly. A sip of water, Mrs. Frome.
Baldy. Baldy, where are you?
Hey, let me touch your face. Let me hold her hand, Healy.
Bring her closer. Hold that stool, Kelly. Gosh, but you're clumsy. Careful now. Comfortable, Mrs. Frome?
Yes, thank you. I'm so sorry I caused this excitement.
Your hand's cold, Hannah.
So's the world without you, Baldy. So dark.
She's going out again, boss.
Pick her up, Kelly, and take her to Doc Miller's office. I'll be there in a minute.
Hey, why didn't you take her instead of him?
Because I wanted to talk to you.
You know all that I'll ever tell you.
But I'm telling you something, Baldy. Maybe you've guessed it.
About Hannah? Or what do you know?
She's paying the penalty of loving a guy like you. Malnutrition, worry, broken pride.
Oh, I lied to her, but...
Yeah,
but I love her, Healy.
And you're going to lose her. All I can say is that a crook like you don't deserve the loyalty of a woman like that.
You've been saying that for 8 years.
And never meant it more than I do tonight.
Well, she didn't say nothing to me about being sick. Just coughed a lot. She's always had a cough.
Good night, Baldy.
Well, what about her? You ain't going to leave her.
I'll see she gets home. Warden's wife will take her.
Thanks, Healy.
Save it.
No, I mean it. Listen, Healy. I know where you can get some money.
What kind of money?
Dirty money. There ain't no other kind.
If you're squealing, tell it to the warden.
I'm not going to put my finger on anyone. No, I buried $2,000 once.
Why don't you tell the warden?
Because I want her to get it. And I want you to get yours back.
Mine? Why, what? Who told you?
I might not be grateful, Healy, but I ain't stupid. I know what you've been doing for her. Can't figure out your angle exactly.
What angle do you want? You're lucky, Baldy, to have a woman like that love you. I never had that luck.
I guess that's reason enough. Crooks like me get some breaks, don't we? Hey, what's...
But the break's going against you now. She ain't going home after all.
Well, Healy, hey, do something. Get me out of here. Don't let her die alone. Help me, Healy.
We'll do all we can, Baldy. 8 years dying by inches.
Healy, please.
Shut up in there! Hey, what's the matter with Baldy, Healy? You're crazy.
Never mind, and stop cursing at him, no matter what he says. Understand that, Kelly?
Healy, how is she this morning? I ain't slept a wink all night, thinking and thinking.
Brian? Well, I've heard some terrible cutthroats sing Mother McCree like they meant it.
I mean it. Every word. How is she?
Warden's wife just got back from the hospital. She's resting comfortable. But her lungs are eating out. You knew that, Baldy, didn't you?
No. No, I didn't. Well, she never told me any of her troubles. All she talked about was me and what we'd do when I got out. Hey, I can't stand it when I think of Hannah dying alone. Well, she had good people, better than mine. Where are they? Why can't they help her?
You can answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can. She's too proud to tell them, and they're too stuck up to come near her. I can't stand it, Healy. I can't. I'll go crazy. I'll batter my brains out against the wall. I mean it.
Stop it, you fool! Come on, wake up, Baldy.
You shouldn't have left your gun so handy, mister. Hand over the keys. I'm leaving for a few days.
Give me that gun, Baldy. You can't help her that way.
Leave that to me. Since you won't go after that money, I'll get it myself. The keys, my friend.
Give me the gun.
Sorry, Healy. You're the last guy that I wanted to hit, but you asked for it. Thanks for the keys. You might have handed them over in the first place and saved your face. So long, Healy.
Gone, Healy. Ain't seen you out of uniform since you was godfather at my Jimmy's christening.
Over to the hospital there, same as his from.
Hey, Baldy's no fool. He won't be hanging around there.
I don't know about that. Hospital just called.
And Mr. From worse?
No worse and no better.
Well, what'd they call?
Messenger just brought $1,000 in small bills and a note signed by Baldy.
He's got his nerve, ain't he? Imagine that, $1,000.
You want to drive me over to the hospital? Can't see so well with these bruised eyes.
Sure. Hey, gosh, boy, you'll never charm the nurses with that red tomato and pair of peepers.
Never mind the comments. Get the car. And remember, no sirens blowing when we pull through town. This is a sick call, not a crook chase.
How's Baldy?
Oh, he's fine. Fine. Sends his love.
You've been so kind.
Ah, nothing at all, Mrs. From. You're the brave one, the game one.
The fight's nearly over.
That's not over while your heart is beating. Don't quit. What are you staring at?
Your face. What happened to your face?
Oh, slipped on a wet staircase. Clumsy, wasn't it?
Will you excuse me, please? The doctor'd like to see me. Don't stay more than a minute or so, Mr. Healy. She's very weak.
How long will they keep Baldy? It seems like a long time waiting and waiting. No one can tell me. Time is a racehorse. I've counted the days. They just crawl.
Oh, it won't be long. 3 or 4 years, maybe, and he'll be up for parole.
Only years. I'll be free in another day or two. Free. You don't know what freedom is till the law stops you from being with the man you love.
Life hasn't been very kind to you, Mrs.
Oh,
Brown.
You're wrong. Life gave me Baldy's love, and that adds up to more than anything it took away from me. That sounds sensible, doesn't it?
Yes. Better take it easy. I'll be gone.
Wait a minute. Here's a letter from Baldy. The nurse wrote it for me. I signed it. You can read it if you like, and then please give it to Baldy.
Wish we could get that Frome woman out of this hospital, Mr. Healy.
Why? Because Baldy Frome is loose?
Yes. The nurses are nervous. If word gets out about us having the wife of an escaped convict here, every paying patient will be taken out.
She won't be here long. You know that. You can't move her, and furthermore, she's no charity patient.
I understand. You've been paying her way, and it's noble of you, Mr. Healy, but we have economics as well as human values to consider.
You owe that dying woman all the care you can give her, and no other reasons count.
She'll get all the consideration to which she's entitled. What will we do with the money that was delivered here this afternoon?
Give it to the police.
And then have a dozen newspaper men running in here? Notoriety, subpoenas, court testimony? I'm sorry we ever accepted this patient.
Either you turn that money over to the police or I'll inform the warden and he'll do it for you.
Dr. Kirvin speaking. Yes, Miss McIntyre. What? Oh, I see. Very well, Miss McIntyre. Call Dr. Burke. Get the certificate made out.
Mrs. Frome, she's dead?
Yes, Mr. Healy.
Well, that solves her problem. And yours, Doctor. But not mine. Kelly, wake up. Hey, shake yourself, Kelly. Take that cap off your eyes. Wake up.
Hello, Healy. That's your own gun against your ribs. No arguments, and tell me what you know.
Baldy. You, huh? Where's Kelly? What'd you do to him?
I slugged him and put him on the back of that van up there. Nothing wrong with him, just gagged and tied. Got a little bump on his knob. Won't hurt his skull, none.
How'd you know I'd be here?
I knew you'd come sooner or later. I've been watching and waiting in that house over there. Did they get the money?
Yeah. And where did you get it?
For the 100th time, none of your business. What are they going to do with it?
Turn it over to the police. What else could they do with it?
Well, I thought they could pay you back at least.
I'm not asking for anything back.
Here's a grand for you, Healy. Take it or I'll blow your head off.
Yes, stop that kind of talk. Keep your stinking money. I didn't do it for you. You're a crook and you know it. She was too good for you, Baldy.
She was?
Yeah. She died less than half an hour ago.
Anna's dead and me living? No, you're lying. Tell me you're lying or I'll shoot you.
I never lied to you, Baldy. I've just phoned the warden's wife and she's making funeral arrangements right now.
Oh. Did you see Hannah? Did she know I got away? What did she say?
I saw her and spoke with her, but she didn't know that you spoiled everything, including my face.
What did she say?
Send her love in a letter?
Give it to me. Oh, no, you don't. Turn out the dash lights and read it to me.
Very well. The envelope says, Richard E. Frome, Esquire.
Hey, that ain't her handwriting.
The nurse, Miss McIntyre, wrote it at your wife's dictation. Look at the signature. That look okay to you?
Read it. I can tell by what she says.
It starts, Dear Eagle of mine, I have wings for you.
Yeah, that's her, all right. Read it.
Stop pressing that gun against my ribs. That's better. She says, I have wings for you, the wings of hope. Sometime you'll be a free man again, free to breathe the clear air, free to go back to our little house. And even if there are strangers living there, you'll be free to walk by and you'll know that wherever you go, I'm with you. There are wings for an eagle and wings for a sparrow. And whenever you see a little bird flying near you, think of me, for I shall come as close to you as I can. Keep your eyes up always and hearken to the sound of wings. And do thank Mr. Healy for his kindness. May you go forward to a new day of freedom. That is my prayer and my farewell. I love you always, Anna.
Come on. Let's go back. Take your gun, Healy. You won't need any cuffs. Wings for an eagle and wings for a sparrow, too. Now the sparrow is free. But the eagle goes back to the cage, sweetheart.
Doesn't mean a thing to you. Why pick on the last 2 years? Any guy's been here for 10 years is entitled to have one screw loose.
Hey, what's he think that bird is? A parrot or a talking crow?
It doesn't make any difference what he thinks, Kelly. Don't you bother thinking about it either. If that sparrow can keep Baldy's brain occupied, I'm satisfied.
Well, I got enough to worry about. Hey, I think I'm going to sleep.
Good morning, Baldy.
Hey, good morning, nothing. Always snooping, ain't you? Whoever sneezed and scared Hannah scared my bird away. She's gone. She won't come back until tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Baldy. Get your parrot so he can get some back talk.
Any parent you'd get would be smarter than you are. Only place I ever had privacy was in solitary.
Anxious to go back there?
For the pleasure of breaking your nose again? Certainly.
It's a long time since you put that dent in my classic features.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Healy. I don't hate you like I do that Lug Kelly. He's too dumb to be anything but a turnkey. He held Hannah that day like she was a rag doll.
Hannah was a swell woman, Baldy. Too bad she never had a home and children. Too bad she wasted her life.
Too bad, huh?
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. That's right, but she didn't waste her life or love either. That's what I'm living on.
Her death sort of cracked your spirit, Baldy, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did.
Now, don't let it get you, Baldy. You've been on your good behavior for 2 years now, and don't spoil it. But you gotta go easy on that sparrow chatter. It's all right to tame a bird with breadcrumbs, but don't get foolish about it or you'll get a transfer upstate where they keep the cuckoo.
Oh, I don't say that, Healy. I ain't nuts. Why, that bird is my Hannah. She said she'd come back to comfort me, and she came. Well, you brought me the letter. You read it, you know. Oh, Healy, you understand.
Yeah, I understand, Baldy, but don't let the warden hear that baby talk to a sparrow, or you'll be hobnobbing with Nero and Napoleon and others up at the big house.
Yeah, well, I won't talk out loud so they can hear me. Hey, what are you holding?
What does it look like?
A bird cage. A cage to keep Hannah with me, always. Oh, you're okay, Healy. Ain't none better.
Warden's wife just got a new cage for a canary, so I asked for the old one. The warden's given you permission to keep the cage here as long as you behave yourself. Understand?
Yeah, I understand, Healy. You can trust me.
Too bad Kelly sneezed and scared the sparrow. You could have put the bird in the cage this morning. And here's a package of canary grub, better than crumbs, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll make the sparrow warble a note or two.
Hey, ain't that a swell cage? A gilded palace. A double trapeze, too. And a drinking fountain. Oh, gosh, Hannah'll be pleased tomorrow when she sees this. Oh, thanks again, Healy. I'm going to pay you for this sometime, somehow.
Never mind the thanks, Baldy. Just don't pull any of your old tricks on me, or I'll be back patrolling the river wall on half pay.
Daylight again. Sun is touching Hannah's picture. She'll be here soon. And won't she be surprised? Won't she be glad to have a home here with me? Healy's right. Healy's regular. I wouldn't double cross him now for $1 million. Yeah, they used to call me the eagle. I'm just a turtle dove. Ain't no fight left in me now. Just leaning against time, waiting for the calendar to tumble over. Well, hello, sweetheart. Ah, I got a big surprise for you this morning. You'll be happy to see this little home I got for you. Yeah, that's it. You remember you wanted a little house of your own and a garden? I was the big shot then. Yeah, the traveling salesman. Forgive my lying tongue for deceiving you like that when I was on the lam after a big haul. Yeah, I'll never forget that look you had in your eyes when the bulls caught up with me. You wouldn't believe your man was Baldy Frome, who raided lofts and picked the combinations of the trickiest safes in the country. These fingers were smart then, sweetheart. Too smart. I could listen with them. I could see with them, too, as the tumblers and bolts slid into the combo. Yeah, then you had to know the truth. And it broke your heart, sweetheart, didn't it? Well, them was long years you waited there with shame and anguish, always fighting for me. I didn't deserve it, Hannah. But the eagle can't swoop no more. Ain't that a laugh? And you're going to have a little home of your own right here where I can talk to you. Come now. Come on, get in there. Sit on that perch and swing, just as if you were in an apple tree. Careful now. There you are, sweetheart. Oh, no, no. You'll hurt yourself beating your wings against the wires. Easy now, easy. Oh, now, come on, calm yourself. You don't understand, Hannah. I only want you near me. Oh, see? You're exhausted. Maybe she's dead. Oh. Now I understand what you're trying to tell me. Now let me hold you close to my heart. And then I'll show you something. Ain't I dumb, though? Me in a steel cage trying to put you in a brass cage. A cage within a cage. Hilly thought he was clever giving me that old wire prison for you. I'll show him. I'll stamp it flatter than a pancake. You watch me. There. You'll never take the liberty of another bird. And this jail ain't going to hold me either. I know my way over that wall. Right up the rain gutter over the warden's office. Just wait till Healy comes back with that sap sister stuff. Holier than our chatter about being a trustee. Hey, there he comes now. Quick, sweetheart. I'll never put you in a cage again.
Good morning, Baldy. How's the bird like the cage?
Oh, she ain't showed up yet, Healy. I can hardly wait. Yeah, she ought to be here soon. I couldn't sleep last night thinking about that cage and how swell you were to give it to me. You're different from the rest of the mugs, Healy. You treat me like a man, not like a dog.
There was a time when you deserved to be treated worse than a dog, Baldy. But I often thought you were made of better stuff than most of the crooks we get. They don't suffer in their souls because they ain't got nothing to suffer with. Their souls are dead. But you got something left, Baldy. At least, I think so.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Healy, after the way I batted your nose.
Well, you sure knocked out all of my Hollywood ambitions, didn't you? But bygones are bygones, and I don't hold no grudges. Hey, where's the cage?
Under my cot. Going to surprise Hannah when she comes.
How'd you ever get it under there?
Easy. Take a look for yourself.
It seems funny to me. Hey, it's all smashed.
And so's your nose, Healy. Now I'll have your keys, Mr. Healy, and that gat feels nice and cold again. But it'll speak hard lick if they come after me. Sorry to bust your pretty face again, Healy. You thought my spirit was broken. You thought I was hammered back into shape for society, eh? Well, society's going to pay me plenty for these 10 years. You almost broke me, but not quite. It was your funny little case that brought me back to my senses. So long, Healy. You were kind of decent at that. You meant well, but the eagle is on the wing again. So long. Take that, Kelly, you lug. I owed you that for a long time. Come on, Hannah. We're off for liberty.
Help! Help! Baldy's loose! Hey, Baldy. Drop that gun!
You'll never get me!
Baldy! Come back here, you fool! You've spoiled it all! What way'd you go? Buzz the sirens!
Where'd he go?
Telephone the tower post to watch the river wall. Warn the garage guard! Baldy's got my gun and teeth!
Easy, wasn't it, Hannah? Right up the wall like a squirrel. And now you hold tight because we're going to take a long jump and roll in them cinders. Here we go. Oh. Oh, my ankle. Hey, you ain't hurt, Hannah, are you? We can't quit now. That old siren is telling the world that me and you are making a break. Yeah, goodbye, Kay, just to you. Doesn't it look better from the outside? Oh, my ankle. If I could only run instead of crawling like this. Yeah, but they can't see me. Not back of this brush. Now, for that big rock by the river. Then we swim for it, Hannah. They see us, Hannah. They're shooting from the wall. We gotta keep low. Wait, I'll shoot it out with them. Look at him duck. Yeah, all but Healy. He's still aiming at me. You better keep your head down, Healy. It's a mess anyway. I can see the blood dripping down his chin. Looks as if a horse had stepped on his face. Healy's still there. Man, I guess I missed. I didn't want to hit him anyway. Come on now. Let's run for that rock. Oh, ankle. I just one more step. Oh, they got me, Hannah. I'm hit. Hurt bad. All his wings are broken, Hannah.
Better be careful, Healy. Baldy's full of tricks. He might pot someone while playing possum. I won't trust him till he's in quicklime. Look, Healy. There he is, down there by the rock.
Shot in the back. Sorry it had to be me, Baldy.
Sorry, are you? It'll cost you a job, and you're sorry. I got a shanty on my eye, and your nose is pushed around like a boat rudder, and you're sorry. I wish I shot the louse.
He's dying. Let me open your shirt for him. He'll breathe a little better. Look, Kelly, he's opening his eyes. He's trying to speak.
Sorry, I mussed you up, Healy. I'm glad it's all over. Hannah's taking me home. So long, Healy. No more cages. No more waiting. No more watching the shadows on the wall. No more bother for you, Healy. No more.
So long, Baldy.
Look. There goes that sparrow. Baldy had it in his shirt.
God be merciful to you, Baldy.
What are you doing there, Kelly?
Just drawing a bead on that sparrow. Bet I could bring it down.
Put down that gun or I'll break your skull.
Okay, okay.
Stand here till the other boys come.
Going to report to the war.
I still believe I could get that bird. Miss.
Tonight, the Columbia Workshop has presented Wings for an Eagle by A.M. Sullivan, starring Donald Cook. The broadcast was directed by Mark Loeb, and Alexander Semler composed and conducted the music. Next Sunday at the same time, Earl McGill will direct Roadside by Lynn Riggs, a comedy of pioneer days in Oklahoma, adapted by Alan M. Fishburne. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.